and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. I'll try to end this before having a chance to sabotage it. If leadership only entailed charting forward while safely assuming that the people you are rallying are following at your heels, that would be difficult all on its own. But as reality has it, that's never really the case, is it? Typically, the people you're trying to bring to a better place, whom you care for and for whom you want what's best, are in some capacity sabotaging your efforts. If you're connected to your people and are known by them, then usually that sabotage isn't coming from everybody. You'll have those who are committed to the vision and are offering their support. But resistance is something you can bet on from at least some of the people under your leadership. So why is that the case? And what should you do about it? Sabotage and resistance from those in your charge is what happens when your differentiated initiative confronts people's pre-existing base of anxiety. When the contents in the pot are settled, things may seem to be calm. But when you insert a spoon and begin to stir, what was there all along manifests itself and becomes evident. Let's change the analogy to something that resembles the situation a bit better. You're on a bicycle with a wagon hitched to the back with some weight in it. The objective is to get this wagon with its content from point A to point B. While you were pedaling along flat road, the wagon didn't seem very heavy. But as soon as you came across your first incline, you began to feel the weight of the wagon. Nothing changed in the wagon. What changed was that you started trying to pull it up and over a hill. Trying to pull the hitch uphill made you experience its resistance. The resistance is such that it makes you want to stop trying to get this wagon up the hill. The contents of the wagon is what is making it difficult to bring that contents up the hill. And so, in that situation, you have three options. The first is to stop pedaling and stay at the bottom of the hill, hitched to the weight of the wagon. Even though it's the weight of the wagon that's making the trip up the hill difficult, it may seem to you that what's making it difficult is the hill. I was doing fine on the flat road. The hill is the problem. It'll be easier if I remain at the bottom. And so, you meander in little circles at the bottom of the hill, hitched to the weight of your wagon. You won't make it from point A to point B, but at least you'll be together with your wagon. Or maybe you acknowledge that the cause of your problem is not the hill, but that you're hitched to the wagon. Either you realize that right away, or you get weary after a time of wasting away at the bottom of the hill. You want to get to point B, and it takes getting over the hill to get there. I can make it up the hill if I was on my own. The problem is that I'm hitched to this heavy wagon. And so, your second option is to unhitch the wagon from your bicycle, leave it at the bottom, and go up the hill on your own. In both scenarios, the cause of the problem is misidentified, because the objective is forgotten. The objective was not to stay hitched to the wagon, and neither was it to get over the hill. The objective was to get the wagon over the hill. What's making it difficult is the wagon going up the hill. But that is the objective. The problem is a part of the process. Once you accept that, the third option opens up to you. Keep pedaling up the hill while remaining hitched to the wagon. It's difficult, yes. It's also the point. In the same way, you lead people in order to bring them to a better future. The people will create obstacles of sabotage, whether intentionally or unintentionally. They do this because of their own pre-existing issues, not funneled through self-control. We can have episodes just to discuss the psychology behind that. For now, it's sufficient to accept that as reality. And as the leader, if you are shaken up by their anxiety and choose either to stop moving forward or to disconnect and go on your own, you have forfeited the very nature of leadership. Leadership is rallying people to a better future. The objective is to bring the wagon over the hill to point B. Remain convicted in the mission and connected with the people. Stay hitched to the wagon and keep pedaling.